This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Got to show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BS.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm Rocky. Of course, that was my theme song coming in. We'll work on that. Joining me today is B Exponent.
B3 Exponent.
B3. Now it's B3. I just saw it's B Exponent.
You got to get that computer sound with that Exponent. Just. I feel like that's the way you should
so
go
now we're
that.
Going B3 Exponent. Last yes. week it was B Exponent.
It was B3 Exponent. You keep jacking it up. I said it like 30 times.
I know
you can't get comprehend B3
Dude, you know I can't,
Exponent.
You know I can't pronounce big stuff.
It's not that smart.
No, I'm not. I'm from Charlotte. Give me a break.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, wow. No, don't.
What?
There's a lot of smart people in Charlotte.
No, I know that. I married somebody from Charlotte. She's very smart. Of course, she married me for my body. Anyway, join me also. Yeah. Is Mr. 315 wearing a Nets hat?
Y'all know I wear a dazzling array of teams on my head.
He does wear a dazzling array of teams on his head.
Y'all got me in the back today, but that's cool. I'm in the back of the bus today. Yeah.
Dude, you always sit there.
Nah,
what's your concern?
Right there.
He's always got something to be. You ain't introducing me or
yeah,
you sitting
I didn't
in the corner?
First either.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
he's
kidding.
Such a
I'm
diva.
Kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's the diva of the show
got
today.
Addition.
Yes. Let's do Hot Divas of Charlotte. He should be on it. Hot Divas of Charlotte right there.
Did your firework plan not go through the way it was supposed to?
I'm not a fireworks person anymore, man. That JPP scared me.
I'm getting ready to get to that.
A few years ago.
I've got to rant about that for a second, and I'm going to go to that. But first, we do have a guest in the house. The only Charlotte fan that is Seth Curry fan wearing the Warriors jersey shirt because I see nobody else doing it in Charlotte, right?
No,
they holding on. They holding on. To
you
that
can't way. Be mad. Steph Curry gets a lot of love down here.
Exactly.
How can you not love?
Thank you.
That guy.
Thank you.
One,
he does shimmy a little too much for his own liking. Did y'all see the little YouTube
the
video they put out?
On Facebook?
No, what's
the
up?
Totally disgusting mouth guard thing that he chews on the whole game.
Dirk did that.
But no, it was like this kid. They were fooling around in the gymnasium. He throws it up for about 30 feet. It was like Steph Curry imitation when he shoots a three. Throws it up for 30 feet. They showing his slow motion. They over there partying and giving him hell on the sideline.
Oh, man.
You know how the Warriors do.
Nah.
It's pretty funny, man.
But anyway, let me get my introduction. His name is Nick. He is currently here at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can make your dreams come true.
Thank you. I'm glad you two were on that this week.
1-800-TV-RADIO, go CSB.com, man. Nick, go ahead and tell the people a little bit
Absolutely.
About your experience here. How many?
Besides having my seat, but go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
I love the school.
Yeah.
It's really dope. I love the teachers. James, this guy right here was one of my teachers.
The
I think
best.
I fell asleep at one time.
Oh, God.
You did fall asleep.
I was like, man, I got to go home, man. I told him I had to leave one time early. I said, man, I got
to
go leave.
You said you were going to a club.
Going to the club.
He went to a club. He left my class.
Night, for real?
He went to a club after class. I was like, dude, I ain't done teaching yet. I gotta go to a club. They had half off chicken wings.
That's why you go, man. That's what's
the
up.
The chicken wings.
How did you hear about CSB?
Actually, social media.
Okay.
And then I looked online and I was like, because I have an associate's in teleproduction and
mm-hmm.
a diploma in it too.
Okay.
No, actually, associate's in applied technology and a diploma in teleproduction. And so I was looking on, they had podcasting, and I was like, okay, that's what's up. And then they had radio, so okay, that's what's up. And then TV, and all a whole bunch of a big old list. And I was
and
like,
then
man,
you found BSS Carolinas, and you're like, all right, I need to be on that show.
Yeah, I was like, man, like, I really got into podcasting. Like, I heard about podcasting, and it was different than radio. And I did it with Arrow. I don't know if you guys know Arrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Arrow's been a fond friend of the
He's my
family
mentor.
For a long time.
Arrow was my
shout out
my
Arrow
first
Collins.
Night.
For
Arrow Collins is my mentor.
Arrow gives you that confidence, boy, yeah. Don't he? Yeah.
he knows the business,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
very
the truest of professionals.
Yep.
But so down to earth. Way to go, Arrow. All right, man.
Yes, sir. So He's joining us on the show today for the whole show.
That's what's up.
We got a great show today. How was everybody's week? How was their fourth?
Things good.
Not bad.
It's good.
Not as good as some of these players I've heard getting these extensive contracts, but all pretty good, man.
Well, not all of us can be Nick Young, all right?
Nick Young didn't get paid anything.
No, I know. We got $5 million. He got $5 million too much.
Well, he kind of got paid for where he went.
Yeah.
He kind of got paid.
And he gonna get a ring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gonna get a ring out of way to go, Nick Young.
Silly P. That's what
so
I call him.
We're talking about, you know, we were talking about fireworks earlier. I'm done with these people in Charlotte with fireworks. All right. But across the street, next door neighbor is lighting off fireworks at 10 o'clock, and they're going to the neighbor's house. Like behind the neighbor's house where I live. I'm like, dude, you set that person's house on fire. It's your fault. 10 o'clock. I must be getting old.
Some people got to work. Like me.
Yeah, some people got to work. Some people got things. And listen, if you don't let the city of Charlotte run the fireworks, all right? Don't be in that cul-de-sac trying to. JPP should
stop being
something.
A party pooper pooping on the party, man.
What do you mean
if
party pooper?
They want to light up some fireworks because they celebrating the independence of this
am
awesome
I just
country.
Get, am I
let
just
them
getting
do
old?
That. Yes.
No. How's
sound
it
like
right,
the party
dude?
Pooper, man.
I mean, dude, I'm trying to get some sleep.
Gosh, I'm trying to sleep. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah. I had beauty sleep. I had to get up in the morning, go work out. I needed to get some sleep, man. I was at the night
you
game
get four
already.
Hours of sleep, man. You know, true soldiers only need 4 hours of sleep a night.
Shoot, I need 7. Look at this beauty. I need mine. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on from that. Let's talk about the nation's best athlete on July 4th. Joey Chestnut.
Joey
Chestnut won his 10th hot dog heating contest.
I can't watch that.
Why not, man? 26,000 calories.
Disgusting.
That makes me hungry, for real.
Yeah, it does.
Ugh. Makes me want to
72
puke.
Hot dogs and buns shoved into this man's mouth.
In 10 minutes. He is one win away from tying Bill Russell as the greatest athlete ever.
I don't know about that.
Come on. You don't count fooding?
Eat now, food? Competitive eating is a tough sport, man. It's a tough sport.
Anything but hot dogs, though, for me.
But yeah. Nathan's hot dogs,
not
too.
Hot
dogs.
What about donuts?
Knocking out.
Bring it on, man.
It takes a special someone,
yeah,
to be a competitive eater.
Yeah,
and those super fat guys that are on the damn stage that don't win. Yeah. How the hell do y'all not win?
Because
you got
to be trained. Yeah, you can't just go out.
You can't just show up. Oh,
yeah.
I just eat all the time, so I can just show up, and I know I'm out eat these. No,
everybody can't be Marcellus Wilde.
And what's his face was like 130 pounds. And
Kobayashi.
Yeah,
that dude.
That
was
a small
monster, though. He could destroy some hot dog.
So all right. So if he wins one more, you don't think he'll be tied with Bill Russell's greatest athlete ever?
I mean,
no. I mean, he's got 11
it's
titles.
Tough. Nobody's going to touch 11.
Mister over here, who's all about chips.
First
I mean,
all,
does it not count?
No. He still has to catch Ric Flair.
Let's rephrase that statement. I'm all about chips for certain players. Like,
all right.
If Kyle Lowry don't win a championship, are we going to look at Kyle Lowry like he was a disappointment? No. He's having a good career. He's an all-star. He's getting paid.
To me, if Kyle Lowry
But he has no expectation of winning a championship.
If Kyle Lowry doesn't win a championship, I compare him to Kevin Johnson of the Suns. All right?
Johnson had a fabulous career.
He was a great career, but
I had the same conversation about Damian Lillard, too. I was like, if he never wins a championship, his game doesn't warrant me to be like, you never want to run.
Like, they don't have pressures like the other guys had. So,
well, going back to the food eating contest. What would be your food? What would you win? What do you think you could win if you have a food eating contest?
Wow.
That's easy.
Barbecue wings for me, something like that.
Wings?
Something like
wings. Boneless?
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings?
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings for me.
State. Yeah. State? State. You can put down some steak,
I can
huh?
put down some steak, man.
I can put down some steak. I don't. Y'all already saw
That's
me
the ultimate
donuts,
contest.
So.
Put a 96-ounce ribeye with bone-in ribeye on the plate and eat it in like 20 minutes.
Mm.
96 ounces.
I couldn't do it, man. Gosh. I get tired by then. That's a lot I mean, I can do 12 donuts in 10 minutes, but 11 and a half.
We've seen.
But I don't know if I can do it. I mean, donuts was tough to do. I don't know. I might be able to do steak. French fries. No.
French what?
French fries.
Oh, I think it's French toast.
And guys, the phone lines are open, 919-943-2044.
Absolutely. If y'all chime in. Give us a call during our first segment. That's when we'll take calls, and we'll take calls at the last segment of the show
or,
as well.
Or comment, respond on Facebook Live. Mr. 315
Facebook
needs
Live.
Something to
well,
do.
Well, I'm actually watching on Facebook Live and Periscope, so let me know as well. Well, actually, I'll let Mr. 315 do that, and I'll do Periscope. But give us a call during the first segment and the last segment, and we'll take your calls. We are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
There you go.
The only one that matters.
You see, that was great.
See?
Y'all were in sync on that.
That was beautiful.
I thought so.
Just sitting right. In the back kind of is kind
of. Oh, here we go to Diva Watch again. I'm sitting in the back. That's what I thought. All right, moving on from that. This week is the ESPYs. Are you guys going to watch?
Hell yeah, I love the ESPYs.
I usually watch, yeah.
And it's going to be hosted by, of course, Peyton Manning.
Welcome back, Peyton. We miss you, man. Peyton on Sundays.
Yep. Which I can't wait for those commercials to start back again. Who's going to win the best team this year?
Ooh.
Golden State. They'll win. I think they'll get good.
I don't
over
think.
Clemson?
Chicago Cubs, man.
Over
the Cubs. Oh, well,
yeah.
The break, yeah.
Cubs
think,
broke a 108-year curse. Yeah, if they don't get the damn ESPY, something that thing
yeah,
is real.
I agree.
I forgot about that.
I mean, because that was one of the best World Series.
You can put North Carolina in, too, right?
North Carolina, the Redeem team.
Yeah, Redemption Tour.
They'll be up there, but, yeah, they ain't beating the Cubs.
I mean, come on, the Cubs. But, yeah, Cubs. They had 6 million fans in the streets of Chicago for the parade.
Yeah. Woo. You can't beat that.
Can't beat that, man.
Also, Stephanie McMahon, we received the Arthur Ashe Award for everything she does, so that's great.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jaru Robertson will receive the Perseverance Award.
Jaru?
Not Jaru. Jaru.
Oh, okay.
Jaru.
I was thinking too.
Jaru. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's a little Jaru. Kid.
Where would I be without my baby? Yeah.
He's the little kid.
Every dog eats a lady.
Sounds like a Cookie Monster.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the little kid that was out the NBA All-Star
oh,
game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Saints fan. He's like 16. Yeah.
Oh, that kid. Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Jared, I thought his name was like Jared.
That, yeah. I thought Jerry it was Jaru.
I didn't know. No, it's.
I thought it was Jaru or
I know it's Robertson
like
is the last.
Yeah, it's Robertson.
No, I think that is his name. Jaru.
We have like 8 different
but
computers.
That kid is awesome, man. Shout out to that kid.
All right, but yeah, definitely, we got to give him a shot. I'll look this up for you. Moving on, next subject, hot sauce. We're in hot sauce, you want to play music? Where's the other music you want to play?
I wasn't feeling as much.
Okay, all right. Let's get into some NBA talk. Gordon Hayward signs with the Celtics. Does this make the Celtics the favorite in the East?
They could probably get the one
close
seed
enough.
Again.
No.
But
close enough.
Are they going to beat LeBron?
No.
That's what I'm asking.
No.
And now they have to move Crowder. They have to move Smart. They renounce Kelly Olynyk, Jonas Jerebko. They're going to lose Amir Johnson because they have to make space for all this money that Gordon Hayward. Shout out Gordon Hayward, $32 million a season. Damn.
Yeah.
Shout out Gordon Hayward. But they can't beat the Cavs. There's no shot of beating the Cavs.
Like I said, they'll lose 4-2. This time.
Yeah, they might win 2 this time. They'll lose, if they're lucky.
Yeah, you know, that's about it. They'll get the one seed again. But I mean, how much higher can you go with them, though? They had the one
Boston
seed.
Boston fans, if y'all expecting the second coming of Larry Legend, get that off your brain. That guy ain't Larry Legend.
He's always going to be third option on any good team he plays for.
He's not even the first scoring option on the Celtics right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Who?
Right. Hayward.
Gordon Hayward.
He was nowhere option in Utah.
Yeah.
But that's Utah. I mean, you can't say wherever he's at.
That's Utah.
Well, you can't say wherever he's at. He's a
right
man.
Now, I mean, but if they have another all-star competent player, he's probably going to be your second scoring option.
No, he's your number. I mean, Max, he's your number two on any team, I would think.
I think he's three on many teams, on contenders.
Now, if really? Paul George would have went to that team, then he would have definitely been third because Paul would have been first.
Well, I don't know if Isaiah would have been second. That's the thing. I don't know if Hayward outshined him.
I mean, Hayward works better when he can run off screens, right, he's run a off freelance. Cuts, mm-hmm. you know, get people to get him open. Yeah. Isaiah can get his own shot.
Yep.
And at the NBA, at certain times, you need that guy with that ball that can get their own shot. That's why Steph Curry's so successful, because mm-hmm. he can get his own.
Well, no, he's successful because he runs off of four screens every time he moves.
They're screening all the time
to get him open.
But he can shoot off the dribble, too.
Yeah, he has to shake and bake.
He can dance on you, then pull.
If he's an excellent spot shooter like he is, you know, you run screens for that guy.
All right, we're not talking about Steph Curry. We're talking about somebody different.
No, this does not make them better than Cleveland.
They got to stop with this Gordon Hayward puts him over the top all of a sudden. No.
I think Toronto is still pretty good, man.
No one has said that.
No, Boston will probably be number one seed again.
But no one has said the Celtics are going over the top just because of this Hayward signing. They're not getting any respect for his signing, and I don't blame them because they're not. But it's the best offseason signing so far. It is. I mean, Hayward was the best free agent coming out this year.
Yeah,
there was nobody better. I mean, everybody was looking.
Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. But.
Kevin Durant, yeah.
Stop it. We knew they weren't leaving anywhere. There was no chance, all right? We knew they really weren't free agents the way Hayward was.
I don't know, man. There was some rumors on Steph Curry to the Kings rumors.
Oh, stop. Stop it.
They had the cap room.
Stop it.
They were going to unload everybody.
Yeah.
You got to stop it, man. Come on. That's ridiculous.
But no, I love the move for Boston.
It's good for Boston.
It gives them another all-star player. Yeah. Sells more tickets for them.
And listen, it does make them the one seed or two seed in the East. It does, clearly. I mean, even if they have to trade Crowder or one of those other guys.
It's been so crazy.
Still makes them number one seed.
When he came to the Celtics, I bet the Eastern Conference like, ooh, we got an all-star.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got an all-star.
Well, we'll talk more about that.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk more NBA later on. We'll talk about the Western Conference later. Paul George, actually, we'll talk about him in a second. Paul George traded to the Thunder. Does this make the Thunder one of the top four teams in the West?
No.
I think it does.
I think it does.
Now when Russell goes to the bench, it could be the Paul George show. Yep. Paul George can get buckets. He can hoop on anybody. And Robertson, you put George, Westbrook, and Robertson at your wings, they're going to be able to defend. Like, it's going to be tough scoring. You still got Steven Adams, Ethan Cantor down there. You lost Todd Gibson, which was – I wish they would have re-signed Todd.
That's the biggest loss for them.
I hate they lost that guy. But they got D-leaguers. I was watching their D-league team this morning, their summer league team. They got some players, man.
And they had a good draft, too.
I'm thinking, speaking of Taj Gibson, he's playing on the team that might be better than the Thunder.
They're still two years young.
They're still, yeah, still I get young. It, I get that, but man.
No, they can be really good.
I love the additions up there. Oof. But I think Oklahoma City is conspired right now is a top four team. They didn't lose much.
Wait a minute, Golden State. Houston, San Antonio.
Really got maybe, Houston up there with just Chris Paul and James
Harden. I don't know yet.
They gutted on that team.
They're not done yet.
And losing
Houston's not done yet.
And losing Pat Beverly, man. Yeah, I don't care what people say. Pat Beverly, first team all defense. James Harden didn't have to worry about guarding nobody.
I think the only reason why I think OKC with Westbrook and Paul George works is because Paul George is not an alpha at all. Doesn't have an alpha game, so Westbrook will be more comfortable not giving
and
him the
plus
ball.
They have played together in Olympic play. They have teamed up on the same team.
We'll see how that works. I mean, but San Antonio is another question mark. I'm not sold on yet. All right, because they're going to lose a lot. They did get paid Mills back. We'll talk more about them. But I think in the West they are a top four team.
They're going to be fun to watch. Okay, are they going to beat Golden State? No.
I think they're a top four.
All these teams are stacking up all this talent just for Golden State Cavs four. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey.
Hey, if the NBA gets better ratings than this year, you can
sell tickets and, you know.
It's all about the money.
So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the regular season this year.
And all the LeBron lovers, this makes his case even more because LeBron has no one in the East now.
That's not true.
They're running from Bron.
He has no one.
The Cleveland needs to get a GM in and just be patient because they're going to be gifted Carmelo Anthony, man. Well, I still stand behind that, man.
All right, let's move on. We'll come back to that. We'll talk NBA in our NBA's third segment today. Dak Prescott accused of using machine to sign autographs.
Now, there is a lot of gray area in there. I've heard stories that Dak didn't even see the merchandise. Him or his representative team weren't even being reached. And that this company just printed on his signature without his consent. So I don't want to hold Dak in that Eli Manning light right now. Because the stuff on Eli is a lot worse. Yep. And there's a lot of proof. But Dak, I think, I'm going to give Dak the benefit of the doubt for right now. I think he knew nothing about this.
And don't forget, I actually have a Dak Prescott signed helmet at home. So I hope it is not.
And now there was, so we'll they also tacked McKinley. Some of his autographs were.
Same thing.
So I think it was just something this company was doing, man. I'm not holding these kids under like that right now.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing. D'Angelo Williams says the NFL needs to do more to help NFL players. Does the league need to do more because like the drug issues and other things like that? Or does the player need to take advantage of the help that is given? And what I mean by that, there's a lot of people saying that marijuana should be approved to the league. I almost say about that, it's a federal law. You want it approved by the league, the law needs to be changed. Then you can do what
they can bend the rule to make it medicinal. Instead of these players taking Percocets, taking Valiums, taking painkillers that they get hooked on, that if you want something for your pain, smoke some weed.
But if it's a federal law, the law needs to be changed before you start doing this. And that's the problem in this. I mean, I've had parents that did both. I know the effects of everything. I'm going to stay away from that. But you got to change the federal law if you don't go state by state and do it. You have to change the federal law.
I mean, you look at,
to be okay.
Look at all our celebrities who are dying from drugs. They are dying from man-made drugs. They're not dying from marijuana.
But people were saying it's not addiction. Baloney. It is addicting. Don't tell me it's not, because it is. But, yeah, like I was saying, you change the federal law then. And then you can go state by state. Right now, the problem is NFL is trying to – what I don't like is the NFL players using a synthetic weed, which is three times worse.
Yeah, don't use that synthetic
to hide it. You know?
I mean, out there tripping. Some dude stabbed himself over and over because he was tripping on some synthetic weed.
Right. So at some point, hopefully they – but D'Angelo was saying there's not enough help. Dude, shut up. There's help everywhere. If you actually read the rules and listen to everything, they can get help anywhere, anytime. Josh Gordon, all these other guys can get help. They just have to go get it.
And choices are tough, man. These kids are still – they're still kids. Who doesn't want to drink? Who doesn't want to smoke when you're 20, 21?
Making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You putting the – I mean, people's perspective, they are still kids. You don't really mature until you turn 28.
No.
You are still a freaking kid.
Yeah.
Oh, for the most part.
I'm 48, mature yet. and that's just coming with my wife. Moving on, Bernard Tomic has been dropped by racket sponsors for his unsportsmanlike conduct after he lost. He claimed he felt bored during his match at Wimbledon and called his trainer out, not for treatment, but to disrupt his momentum. He was fined $15,000. Should he be banned from tennis? He says bored during his game.
Well, if you're bored, we bored watching you because you suck. Get your ass off the court, fool.
Was it like Phil Jackson falling asleep?
Yes.
Dude, they should have fined you more. This is the same guy that stood behind Maria Sharapova after all that stuff came out.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
Yes, him.
He was just trying to get some ass. No question about that. We ain't mad at you.
Oh, speaking of which, David Fizdale.
Oh, he said speaking of which.
Dog, David Fizdale gonna roll up in here. Like, you ain't rookie me.
I love David Fizdale. Bro. He's my favorite coach. NBA coach of the year.
Yep.
A woman in Charlotte.
Nah, $15,000, whatever, man. Dude, take his player card for a year. Do something with him.
I've got a solution. You don't want to play? Fine. Get the hell out of the tournament. Put Serena Williams
in. Let's leave
it
to the fans.
No.
Do y'all not want to see this clown?
No, get him out. Put Serena Williams in. Let her play in his spot.
At 8.5 months break?
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. Well, I mean, once she has a baby, let her come back. Let her, you know, play. So, anyway. All right. Let's go into patrolling.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athlete.
All right, I do have one this week. I don't know if you guys have seen, but Mr. LaVar Ball and Joel Embiid are at it this week.
They've been at it for a few weeks.
Yeah. But it's got even worse because now Embiid.
Fill the folks in, Rock.
Yeah, I didn't see what he said yesterday or whatever.
Are you on the Facebook page?
Who, me?
Yeah, go on the Facebook page right there and see if you see it. I'm trying to put the story on mine. I can't get it. Yeah, it's on.
I know the Balls are starting a Facebook reality show.
Yes, I'm going to mention that too. Yeah, I can't wait to see the live show they're going to do. But yeah, what do you know previously, Mr. 315, they've been going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. I know. I heard the other kid, Simmons and Embiid, has been talking stuff about Lonzo.
Simmons has been saying something too?
Simmons too. Yep.
Oh, so they all got beef with Lonzo?
So really? Then LeVar shot back, was like, you two haven't even played together. Y'all always hurt. You know.
Joel Embiid has three words for LeVar Ball, and they're not trust the process.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't click it, though.
Okay. Let me read it real quick, and then I can try to summarize.
Yeah. He was on vacation or something, and he tweeted out on Instagram, you know, F blank him and everything else.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are they hating on the Ball so much, man?
Because, dude, I mean, look at them. They're taking attention away from them. I mean, I wouldn't. And plus, who is it going to help? It's going to help Embiid and Ball. They have a little rivalry going on.
So it was started after the Lakers took Ball, okay? Embiid tweeted out a picture of his teammate, Ben Simmons, and said, please dunk on him,
right,
Lonzo Ball, so hard that his daddy runs onto the court to save him. Not a whole lot of room for misinterpretation there. So he basically said, we don't like you. Ben Simmons is going to dunk right on your face when he see you. Man.
Yeah, then you had Ben Simmons' sister take some shots at LeVar also.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His sister, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I love it, though. I mean, it's a good rivalry, man. I mean, for two young teams, you need something else to talk about other than the Warriors and Cavs.
And two story teams, too, Sixers and Lakers.
And Mr. Ball, of course, followed up in Philadelphia with, I say when you don't win and you don't make the playoffs and don't even stay on the court long enough, that the best thing you do is tweet, make some stuff. Ain't nobody else doing that because they're working on their game in the gym. These guys ain't played a game, always hurt, and at the bottom of the totem pole. So guess what? Get your asses off GD Twitter. They wrote Tweeter on the page, so somebody is. And get in the gym. I hope Mr. Ball didn't say Tweeter. Get off Tweeter. Did he say get off Tweeter?
He's an old guy.
I mean,
he's an older guy.
It's in quotation marks, so he might have said Tweeter.
This is the same guy that got on Monday Night Raw and killed it. So, I mean.
Get your asses off. I damn Tweeter and get in the gym. Play a season. I mean, there's no what are you going to say, Joel?
That's true.
That's all truth.
It's true.
It's all truth.
Well, no, there's a lot you say about Lonzo. I mean, you said he was going to win an NCAA title. You said something about white guys, too many white guys on your team. There's a lot you can come back with.
Yeah. I mean, but.
I know he's not going to. Speaking of which, it's Jarius Robertson. J-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-
Rule.
I knew it wasn't Ja Rule. I Ja Rule or something. Holy cow. I know we got Ja Rule in there. We're going to go out on that. No, I'm just kidding. But that's it for this segment. Come back. We'll have segment two. We'll talk about local sports. Hornets. We have some summer league news. Panthers training camps coming up. Knights. And we got our dummies of the week.
Stick around.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Catch us everywhere.
Trying.